Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, President. So I'm following up on your request to repeat, in the interest of transparency for this meeting, some of the comments that we have sent in. So repeating what was sent in writing, first and foremost. But also, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the civil society organisations and their representatives for their work and their contribution. Their role is very important indeed here in the Convention in our work. On the introduction, which we're focusing on right now, firstly, Switzerland suggested that we delete as the framework, saying that it's not a useful addition and we want to have a more direct text to strengthen the sense of this paragraph. That's in paragraph one, as the comprehensive framework to be deleted. In paragraph two, before conflicts, we'd like to add the term armed, so it reads armed conflicts. And then on para three, and this echoes the considerations that I made during my general statement, our proposal was to delete supporting climate resilient and environmentally responsible land use and livelihoods. So delete that part. The convention itself does not look at environmental issues, although these topics are of course very important indeed as concerns demining. And then in para four, I would suggest, the Swiss delegation would suggest, we add in the following sentence. Just after the sixth review conference in 2029, to add and to meet the goal of achieving a mine-free world to the fullest extent possible by the sixth review conference, as stated in the Siem Reap political declaration, so that we have a clear, transparent link between the political declaration and the action plan. Thank you, President.